Okay, Melachas Toifer, Sif Vav through Sif Zayin, and then Sif Yudalid are discussing the Halachas of Toifer. In the Gemara we find the Dinim of Melachas Toifer just in a few lines. It's very short in the Gemara, and even the Rishonim speak very little about this Melacha. The Shulchan Aruch is over here in Siman Shin Mem, and also in Siman Shin Yud Zayin. Therefore, we find many tshuvas in the Achronim, the Negeya Dinim of Teifer, and they'll go from Minakot to Lakot. So some will say it's Mutta, completely Mutta. Some will say that the same thing is Chayiv Chattis, because there's very little Makar. That the Gedda to the Melach is that I'm attaching two things together to bring them together. And we find in the Mishkan by the Uriyos, I attach the five Uriyos to each other to make one big Uriya. But what is the difference between Kaish and Taifa? Because at first look, it would seem that Melachas Kaish and Melachas Taifa are the same, taking two things and attaching them, bring them close to each other. Just the difference is, and how am I doing it? Am I doing it through a knot? Or I'm doing it through stitches? But the Maisa, there's a very fundamental difference between the two. And that is that in Melachas Kosher, I'm taking two things in order that they should remain two separate things. I just want them to be next to each other. But the purpose of it is not to make it into one. And the truth is that the Kesher is just in the place of the person holding the two things together. Like, Lamashal, I tie the animal to the tree. The purpose is not that the animal and the tree should become one. It's just I don't want the animal running away. So therefore, I will tie it to the tree. But by Melachas Toifer, his kavanah is that I want the two things to be one guf, to be one thing. Lamashal, the Uri and the Mishkan, if there's a hole, if there'll be a hole in the urea, right, the darna, the worm would eat away at the urea. So to fix it, I need to now cut a little and then bring it together and sew it together. I want that the two pieces should be sewn together. That should be one. I want it to be one, like as if it's woven together. The Aruch Shulchan writes that Teifer is a chibur. It's a type of a chibur which is attached to each other, that the way of separating it would need kriya. Like Kersa Mishnah, also, the point is that the opposite of Teifer is koreya, that I have to now rip it apart. Even if I do it by the stitches, but I have to rip it apart. That's Teifer. And this is what the Mechaber says, yeah.
But I tie a knot in like a very permanent manner. Like that I want it to become one.
Still, but the two objects that you're tying together are remaining set. You don't want them to become one, they're separate. Just you're keeping them in a permanent way next to each other. Therefore, the Mechaber and Sif Yudalad writes, Hamidabek Niyore Se Oirois, if one would glue together papers or leather, the Koylon Shal Seifrim Chetzbei, with the bookbinder's glue or something similar to it, meaning very strong glue, Harizatayfer Vechayf, that is Melachas Toifer in Chayf, meaning a told of, it's a told of Toifer. Toifer Mamish is with stitches. Or if there's no stitches, what is it? It's a told of Teifer. But it's very similar to Teifer because it's making it one. Therefore, if I will separate these two pages, I'll be Oivan Korea. And that's the end of the Mechaber. V'chein ha-mefarek niyores devukim. If I would separate papers that were glued with this glue, Oires devukim, v'l'escham l'kalko bovar, is it told as Korea v'chayiv. That's a told as Korea v'chayiv. And this is what's before in the Bir Halach, the Bir Maschar, is it told as Teifer. Ki teife in yonei hu de lekech shnei dvarim achodim, I'm taking two single things, mechaber son le'echod, and mechaber to be one, v'chein hu ha'idei dibuk. Exactly what we've been saying until now, that melechas teifer is different than melechas kosher in this nekuda. So now we understand why, if I have a button on a, if I button my jacket, or I zipper my coat, or I use Velcro, I'm not chayiv on teifer, even though I'm being mechaber through the zipper, through the button, I'm bringing together two things to be next to each other. But since I'm not making the two things into one through the stitching, I'm just bringing them close to each other, it's mutter. Right? The mashal, the buttons. The buttons, just, if I button my jacket, just so that my jacket should be around me, not that it's falling, not that it's hanging down. But I never had kavanah that should be, one over here. There should be one. If you take a look in, the Shmir Shabbos, Perek Tezvav, Sivayin Ches. Over here he says, Mutal lahadik shnei chalke beger chadoim b'mtoyis pasim shatzdanam mes hamechusafim shalem mahudakim zev zev me'aleim. Chemut la'afir isam. I read the wrong one. Ayin Dalet. Says Reich son shen skalkvein roy the shimush. No, where is it? He brings this halacha down also there. It will be mutter to do it. And the svar is, it's Ayin Ches, but Ha'or Reish Mandal. He says, De'ein b'im shum tefira, why is there no tefila rak? Ke Reiches, shnei lulois, brazos, vizu, shnei. No, it's not what I want. Okay. Agapanim. So this is the hesbet to that thing. The Rav Moshe that we quoted last time, Rav Moshe's lashon over there in the Igros Moshe is, says, V'raya mikshira shu gam ken chibra toiv, v'em zechiv tfira. He brings a right to this, you say, that we mentioned from the fact that kshira, kosher, could also be a very strong and good chibra, and yet, you're not chayv on tfira. And there are some kshiras which are even mutal chatchila. So you see that it's different, and therefore he builds this. You say now, let's say I would staple. I have papers, and I staple them together on Shabbos. What's the issue over there? The issue is because of malach is taifa, because a staple is a way of attaching papers to remain like that forever. You could undo it, but when you staple something together, it's like gluing it together. So gluing it together, you're attaching it together, and to undo it, to take out the staple and Shabbos would also be also, like a mefarik niyaris. That would be also. Right? If I have an envelope, and I lick the, and I put the, glue the envelope, the seal, the down on the envelope, that's also on Shabbos. Now,
do you rip anything when you take out the staple?
Yeah. You're separating the two things that were attached together, right? That's what Mechab says by Niyoris. It says if you be a Mekalkel, so then you might be Pata because Mutter because of Kilkel. Pata Avlasa, but we're not being Mekalkel. So over there, we're not being Mekalkel. You're, whatchamacallit? Yeah. Now,
on the envelope, if it's a weak seal, would that still be forget the called tofa?
What?
If it's a weak seal, when you...
No, it has to be sealed. It has to be sealed shut. Like, I'm a dab in the yard, so you glue the papers together. But to separate them, you have to be korea. It has to be a good seal. Now, if I just take a piece of paper and I put it into a loose leaf, that's mutter. Then I'm not doing anything. If I attach it with a paper clip, I put a paper clip on the papers, that's awesome, but it's not teifa, because the gedder is like we were masbi before. You're making it somewhat like gufechad. Putting a paper clip on top is not a gufechad. Putting it into the loose leaf with other papers is not a gufechad. You're not making it into one guf. When I staple it, then l'char I am. That I am doing it. Alright, so the question is if... the question would be if, let's say... I have push pins, right, to pin a paper onto a bulletin board or the post-its or right, the post-it notes or a magnet. So those things are mutter because they're not strong. There's not a strong chibur over there. But the post-its for sure, it's made to come on and off. It's not like I'm a dabik niyaris. You don't have to do korea to get it off. It comes off easily. So that would be mutter on Shabbos. That's mutter on Shabbos.
would it be korea to take off the dry cleaning tag and just stay with the dishes?
It should be. It should be a problem. But we'll see about that also. Yeah. It should. The chayyah should.
What about Velcro?
Same thing. Same thing as buttons and a zipper. Right.
Because then I'm sure or not. Would have the
denim
shirt. Potentially could have the
problem
if the shirt was...
Maybe, it depends on... It's like hooks on...
No, but I'm saying you're taking two things and you're making a...
Right, but like we said before, that's not you're not making it one, so it's not a problem.
Then you would get into
a lot of kashira, it's not a problem.
But I'm saying
it could be kashira,
Velcro.
What? If not tofer? It's not
tofer, yeah.
Right?
So
could
you
be kashira?
Yeah, bring kashira
kayama. The Velcro makes a knot. It's like hooks. It hooks on.
It keeps it on.
Has to be a kesher. Over there in kosher, has to be a kesher. Maybe if we had time, we'd talk about kosher. But Shmir Shabbos over in Perek Tezayin, Halacha Yud Beis, I think it is. He says Mutar Lachnas Tmunos La Album Tmunos. You're allowed to put pictures into an album. Okay, fine, you can't sort them out beforehand, you have other shaylas. But to put them into the album itself, that would be mutter. Then he says, but don't glue them in. You're not allowed to glue it in. But after Yachnas the Tmunas La Album Yafani, carry Tmunas Nidbokes Besecha Album. So it's obviously some type of album that's sticky and it sticks onto the page. And he says on the bottom, Vare Ritzoyne Bekach, because you want Shatmunas Tisharna Dvukes Baalbum Vlatazizen, you want it to stick to it and not move around. So you're sticking it to the album so it shouldn't move around. So that he says, but if it's just pockets, that would be mutter. Just to put it into the pockets is mutter. But if it's a sticky one, and it's being put there to remain there, that already would be an example of something that would be an issue. What?
That one is not mutter.
Yeah. There's no captions underneath it. As long as it's not Dvar B'Talem. Okay.
Tape would be fine unless
what?
You're making it stay.
What did you say?
Tape would be fine unless you're making it stay.
Tape? Yeah. Now there's a discussion over here about a safety pin. Right? A safety pin. The Karmel Sanol brought down Reb Kiveg and the Shari Tshuva is more that's Asa. And Mishabura Ischav Zayin talks about it, hopefully we'll get back to it. Yeah, we'll get back to the. We'll have to discuss some more about Richos. This thing with safety pins. Sometimes you have an ace bandage, right? You have that piece at the end of the ace bandage that closes it, so that. Shmir Shabbos brings down Berg Laman. Hey, Oyschav Beis, that's mutter because it's made to put on, take off. That's not going to be a problem. There's a chiddush in the Bir Halacha. The Ramaskar is that told us Teifer. Bir Halacha says, V'nirli du'udin k'shem medabek eitz le'eitz aydei devek k'nohug. If you glue together two pieces of wood, gam k'in shein Teifer alav. Making a barrel. So the Bir Halacha wants to say that there's a din toif even if you're gluing together wood. What do you mean? Toif is only by soft things. Not by hard, not by something hard like eights. It's only by dvarim rachim. It's only by soft. That's where taif is. And it's a strong kash. It's a kash on the Bir Halacha. Someone said that of course the Bir Halacha is moided to that. he'll be moida if you talk have hard wood, then it'll be a problem. Like let's say I glue the let's say you have the hand of the chair is loose. Sometimes they'll glue the hand down to the piece, it should stay there. So if I glue the hand of the chair to the piece of the chair, so am I either on a tefer or not? So l'chayra, that's something hard, which is not part of l'chayra tefer. Maybe it will be bin yibikelim, you have to dan up tikkun mana or whatever, you have to dan up inside other malachas. But as tefer l'chayra not, it's something hard. So there are those that want to say no. The Mishnah is talking about where it was like a reed, which is soft and flexible. That's what he's talking about, eight to the eight. But of course they'll agree that if it's hard, not. Okay, now we have also a discussion by Teifer. You have a tefir she'ini shakayama. You have a tefir that's not permanent. It's a temporary tefir. The Gemara brings down, the Gemara says, why is Teifer shtei tefiris b'shabes chayiv? Two tefiris are not shakayama. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answer is Rabbi Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yechavu Shekashran. You're right. Two stitches alone, in and out, is only if you made a knot at the end of it. Who Shekashran? So that God's Mordechai over there brings down the Riva Pirish. Avalim Ayatafer P based at Tzavar. Also in Natkan Zemizet. If what they used to do is, when you bought the shirt, the base of tzava, the neck was sewn with some stitches together, right? Like you have your pocket. There's stitches over there. You can open it, but there are stitches over there keeping your pocket closed. So now says the Rifa, you're not allowed to open these stitches on Shabbos. Why? Shalay metzino chilik mein tefir shakayam and tefir shein shakayam. We don't find anywhere that they made a chilek between Tfir Shel Kayama and Tfir Shein Shel Kayama. However, the Rabbeinu Yoel Mati, Afilu B'Tfira, Hayov Alav L'Skayim Aviv, Chen Amrin L'Kamah, Perikal Gadol. He brings a right from the Kasha of the Gemara that we just mentioned. That you do see that there's that Tfir Shein Shel Kayama should be Mutter. So, Allah HaMais is Machlek is over here, between the Rav Yoh and the Rabbeinu Yoel, if there's a het of a tefir shein shel kayama. And if you take a look at the Ramah in Simen Shin Yud Zayin Siv Gimel, over there it says that kshira, there's a het of by kshira if it's not shel kayama. But teif is machalik zushainim. And the Avni Nez in Simen Kuf Pei explains the mleches kosher, which is attaching two separate things, bringing them close together through a knot. So over there, the mice is the kesha, right? You have two separate things; they're now becoming one. So the malach is that now they're tied to each other. So we need a chash of a knot. So over there, the knot has to be kayoma, and more than that, also your machshava. The machshava of the malach is the malach's machshava of the malach is to have these things attached to each other, but if it's not shel kayama, so they're not called attached. But by tefira the malach is not the attachment. The tefira is that you made it into one. So even though your machshav is that you want to undo it, the ma'ase you made it into one. So that's why he explains that the difference between kesher and tefira, and the divrei Yecheskel also in Siman Vav. And if Aleph, he also discusses this and says such idea. He says, Melechus Kosher is the Etzem Maisa Kesher. It's not the Chibra of the two things. If he understands why there's a Chibra between Melechus Teif and Melechus Kosher. Now the Ramah writes over there in Siman Shid Zayin, says, V'chein also l'natek or lachtech zug shem in olam atfurim yachah. When he used to give your shoes into the shoemaker, he would put a few stitches in and sew the two shoes together so they shouldn't get lost. Guess people's shoes look the same, so it was going to get mixed up, so he tied them together. Ava gav that tefira ain't a shakayama. The ain't chilik be tefira be shakayama le ain't a shakayama. Yesh matin be tefira she ain't a shakayama ve'en le'ati b'fnei amaretz. So the Ramah brings down the machlekes rishayinim. However, in our simin, The Beis Yosef brings the Rishonim that learn like the Rabbeinu Yoel, Mali Teufel Yemecha, Mali Teufel Loil. And what's the difference if it's a stitching for one day or forever? And therefore the Mechaber Paskins and Siv Zayin, based on these Rishonim, that Oysum Shema'atkim Abgadim Savizrei Seyim, those that pull tight the sleeve around the hands through that string, Shemoitchus and Masadik, right? It's similar to like a hood of a coat where you pull the string down. Also, the Moitchelmkin, you are in a cover of Chavim Kitzas, Masukonim, Betzvir, Beagle, and the eye, it's only temporary. No one's tying their sleeve to their body for good. They're not tying the hood on their head to remain like that. It's only temporary. Still, the Mechaber is passing, like those who shine him, that there's no difference between Tzvir Shakayama and Tzvir Shein Shakayama. And the Ramah does not argue over here now, Simon. The Ramah doesn't say anything. Take a look at the argumentation. The Ramah doesn't argue. Look at the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Siv Zayin. But the Ramah doesn't say anything over here. So, question is, why? Why over here does the Ramah keep quiet? And in Siman Shin Yud Zayin, he brings down the Machlokes Rishonim. So the Tila of David in Ois Beis and Vav, he explains that over here we're talking about the Issa Torah. Therefore, the Ramah was Machman, he didn't argue. Over there in Shin Yud Zayin is talking about Issa Rabbanan. Over there, writes by the shoes, it's like a Korea, Shloy Amanas the Sakin or Shloy Amanas the Litvar. So therefore, he brings the sheet as a Matirim. And that's where the Ketzos Shulchan also in Simkuf and Vav is Chabez and learned. So therefore comes out according to this that the Shita of the Mechaber is Taka, that there's no difference between Taifer Lushakam Taifer Shein Shagama. What's the Shita of the Ramah? That when it comes to it, it's a Dairaisa, one should be Machmir, even though Shein Shagama. One should be machmir not to do a tvira, even though Shein Shel Kayama.
Have you always said before that sticking two things together, if it's not Shel Kayama, then why is it considered sticking two things together?
What?
If it's not Shel Kayama, why is it considered sticking two things together?
It's easy, you made it one. That's what we're saying from the Avni Nezer. The Vicheskel is similar, but the Metzias is you made it one.
But you didn't intend
to.
You said it's
ending with
your
tenth. No, the Melechas Machshev is to make one, and you made one. So who cares if you made it one only for one day? But the Machshava of Teifer is to make one. You made it one. Your Machshava is that tomorrow I want to undo this making one. Over there, the whole part is, you brought them to, the cash is to make, to bring the things that they should be next to each other. Yeah.
Why did they post it?
Post-its are not attached. It's very easily. I mean, Dabik is with the Koyleshul Seferim. To undo it, you have to rip it. Over here, it's, you don't have to rip anything, comes off easily. And if you take a look in the Shmir Shabbos in Perek Lamed Hey, in Ha'ara Samach Gimel, so over here, the. Over here, he brings to him Mishnah Mizalman. Says, I wonder. That's why I can't find that in the wrong pen. Sorry. Yeah, he says here like this. The halacha he's going on is also lahadbik is planis a ktsois hatachvayshus kedei lahatka. It's also to put a bandage on the lahadbik or to attach the splanis to the bandage a ktsois hatachvayshus kedei lahatka to make it tight. Says shemati magar shem zam rabach barayim ehadas simeshim mem sif yidal. Her emak bidon lahasya says splanish a dvuka tachbaishis. Her zedayel eget shal loliv. But what am my point, what he brings down here is he brings it from Shlomo Zalman. He says, Yeshlomo da have a tfir she'en ishal kayyama, the naktina lahoko. It's a machine of dance of Gim Brahma. The chanshit, the tzerchifu, yeshlomo da lacholodam. But sometimes we are makel, and as we it's good to keep this in mind that sometimes we will makel, especially if it's drabanan or it's a tzarech achayla, with a tefir shein shal kayama will be makel if you need to. Okay, then we have in sivav. Okay, sivzayin. So Siv Zayin says over here that Oysen Shemahatkim Avgalim Savivs Roisehim Aidea Chut Shemoitchin Oysehim Mishadik Also Lamotchai Elm Ken Yu Hanikovim Chavim Ktas Lest they're wide a little and Umitukarim Vitfiris Eagle. So the Makar to this is Rabbeinu Peretz, brought down in the Torah, and the Beis Yosef brings B'Shem the Shibal Eleket, a reason to be matter. Right? The Rabbeinu Peretz held that it's Aser, the Shibal Eleket brings a matter. Why? It says, not similar to Taifa. She Taifa Le'evi Aleicha Sharoit B'Kiyumai. Taifa is where I want to Kiyum. I should be Mahodik for good or for a long time. And Ravi, I don't want the hiduk. I just want to be able to wear it. And to wear it, I need to just pull it tight for right now. Which is the svar that was saying before. I mean, it seems like the svar that was saying before. And like the rifa. Okay, but you have to take a closer look to see to see if that's true or not, if the Shabbat Lech is going like the Revo or not. But the head over here, I'll explain clearly what I mean to say. It's like this. The Mechaber says the heter is that if the nekavim, if the holes are wide and they're stitched around the hole, then it's mutter. So the question is why it's a mutter. So the Beis Yosef brings from Shibali Aleket that the reason for the heter is because when you have these wide holes, it's not done with the teifer. Teifer is where I want it to be bekumai, therefore I need to be very tight. But over here, where the string is loose, it's hard to make it tight. And you don't want it to be tight, except for when you're wearing it, but then when you take it off, you want to loosen it. So that's not taifa. It's not daima to taifa when you have these wide holes and stitching around it. Now, it's just not malachas tefira. It's not malachas tefira. So it could be, it's not a vart that's saying that. So Kobi is not going like the Riva, that it's a Taifa Shein Shal Kayama. Just it's just missing in the Tefir itself. It's not the Tzur of Tefira. Now the Mishmur writes in Ois Chav Tes, Chavim Ketzas V'Sukanim, that as in a Dema Klal of Taifa, that we command the Machnas Cross and Belulois. So if someone has hooks with the loops, he hooks the loops. Since made for closing and opening, when you want to put it on, take it off. However, if to leave like this, that's what Mishmur says. So the question is that if the reason to be mat is because it's made to constantly open and close, So why do I need wide holes? Why do I need wide holes? Teretz is that when it's wide holes, it's nicker that's made for this. That's the idea. When there's wide holes, then it's nicker that's made for opening and closing constantly and not to make it into one goof. Therefore, it's not b'chalal melechas teifer. Therefore, it's not b'chalal melechas teifer. But if it would not be a wide holes, even though his kavanah is that he does not want to be mechaber to be like one goof, but since it's not nicker like that, so then it's like teifer. That's like teifer. Therefore, if I leave it like this, lo ilam, it's teifer, because the ma'isa I'm making it into one. That's what the mishmurah means to say over here. Rav Moshe asks on the Ramah that we mentioned before, Shin Yud Zayin Ois Gimel, Siv Gimel, by the shoes, says, why do you have to say the reasons? Because teifer shein kayama. One second. When you see two shoes stitched together, no one has in their mind that the guy's mechaber them to be one, right? You can't use two shoes tied together. So it's nicker that you don't want to be one. So why do you have to come on to the reason of Tfir Shein Shakayama? Right again. We're saying the Svara now, halach is that you don't have to, it's not because of Tfir Shein Shakayama. Pasha, when you have these white holes, makes it nicker that you're not making it one. That's how you use it. So then why over there should you? So says Rav Moshe Teretz, he says, because there's a difference. Over there, mitzad the etzem tefira, you did stitches. Over there, you sewed it together. So the tefira itself is a malacha. So therefore, I have to come on to tefira shein shakayama. Over here by us, you're not doing tefira. You're doing something else. You're just pulling it close together, right? So therefore, over here, it's enough to say that as long as it's naked, that I'm not doing it like teifer, it's mutter. And it's because of this that we mentioned earlier, to close your coat with a zipper, or to Velcro, all those things, it's more than knicker. Everyone knows when they see a coat button, when they see a coat zippered, everyone knows it's not there to be for to make it into one, because you don't want to have to wear this coat for the rest of your life. So then of course it's not teifer. That's where Moshe writes. The question then comes about that what happens if I have the lining of the coat? The lining of the coat. Beginning of the winter, you put the lining of the coat in, you zipper it in, and your das is that should remain for the next 6 months. 6 months. So you don't plan on taking it until the summer. So what's the din then? So there are places who want to say, you know, maybe it should be also to do that on Shabbos. Because it's nicker over here, it's nicker that you want it to be there. If our whole head of the zipper is when I zipper my coat is because it's nicker and everyone knows it's not how you're not being tiefer the two parts of the coat together. But over here, fakir, everyone knows you put it in the beginning and from the end of the Mishnah Berurah, it's mashma. It's mashma should be also. It's mashma should be also. And you can tell me, but there's no chut over here. You don't need a chut. You don't need a chut. Like Sheva Levi points out, Chet Gimel Simin Nun Aleph. Says, as it's before in the Rambam, Medabik Ni Yoreis, Yoivan Issa Taifa Minatayra. The Karbon Asan, Allah Kharim talk about other cases. Right? So, Akach, any type of chibra of two things could be Taifa. So maybe this zipper when you're zipping it in to remain for a few months, maybe that should be considered like a kiyum. It should be the same thing is true. Let's say you have a suitcase in the storage, or any type of zipper. Any cases where you want to get something out of it, you open it up and then you're leaving it in the storage for the next few months. It's gonna be zipped for a long time. So the chayra should be b'chal desin. And also, however, if you take a look at Rav Moshe and Chelik Beis Simen Pei Dalet, over there he's talking about the diaper pins. They used to have cloth diapers. So So Moshe over there, when he's being matir, so he learns different than the other achrenim. That you see the achrenim over here, the Karbon Sanal, Kiveger, and Shulchan Acharav, Mishmur, others that learned that there is tefira by pins. Moshe learned there's no tefira by pins and Kol Shekhem by zippa. It's just not shaykh tefira. You don't do tefira with that. It's not how you do tefira.
But if you do tefira by a jacket, then there is tefira by separate.
What? If what?
If we might as well be RB tefira by a jacket, then you do tefira by zippers.
If you do tefira by jackets, then what do you mean?
As far as that, that zipper is not something that you're tefira with.
I didn't say this right yet. Meaning like this, that according to the Sheva Levi was saying that it's lav dafka chut. You don't dafka need a thread. Anything, you can have buttons, you can have hooks. If you have three buttons, Mechaschen says it could be a shalva deraisa. Right? So according to Sheva Levi, you know, sometimes you have two buttons here. Or even this button, sometimes people close it once. And remains closed, you just put your hands in and out of it. So could be a shiloh of taifer. You just leave it like that. But what Ramesh is saying over here is as follows. He's saying that no, taifer is a way of being mechaber two begotten together. You're attaching them together. Buttons and zippers and velcro, all these things, not the derech to be mechaber like that. Therefore, it's mutter, even if you're going to leave it like that forever. It's still not considered guf echa. It's not bechlam malachas teifer, right? Still, it's not malachas. It's not part of malachas teifer. When I see someone zippering something, even if I know he's gonna leave it there for a long time, I don't think that he's gluing it together. I don't think he's sewing it together. That's not the machshav. It's not the way we view it. That's what he's saying. The Shmir Shabbos in Perek Tezvav over here, Ha'or Alam Beis, Perek Tezvav. It's fun, dude. No, he's also matter it. The numbers are, it could be these notes, I already used the new one. But he's also matter it even if you're going to leave it for a long time. There it is,
baby.
What
about like a detached lining of a coat? Like you can zip it up or button it in.
And?
But it's like two separate buttons, but you'll leave it in there for like, when it gets cold, you put it in for like a couple months. And you'll take it out in the summer or something.
That's what we're talking about. That's what I said, the lining. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That Sheva Levi held that's a suffix.
Yes.
Yeah, but Rav Moshe and the Shmir Shabbos held that it's a mutter. Rav Shlomo Zalman held it's a mutter.
So my soul is fine?
Yeah, it's mutter. I once heard from Rabbi Bluth, B'shem Rav Moshe, that mitzvah teifer it's mutter, but you have to down up mitzvah tikkun mana. That maybe mitzvah tikkun mana. And you find like that in the Shad Shuvas Chalkis Yaakov, even though we find the halacha that to put back into a shoe, and Shin Yudal to put a shoelace back into a shoe, if the shoelace was there already, fell out and put it back, it's not tikkun mana. But over there, it could be because it was there already from four, like similar to Sif Ches by the Meichen. Over here, it's like two separate begadim. You have a summer coat and you have a winter coat. So Ramesha was chesh with this lechatchila. Ramesha held the chatchila, you shouldn't do it. That's what he said over. So shouldn't. I'll stick a mana. Now it's tafer.
What do you mean this happened? The jacket's not usable?
Not that it's not usable, but you made it into a winter coat. It was not a winter coat, it was a summer coat.
The buttons, will
What about buttons?
The buttons. They leave on.
Same idea, same machlokes. So tikamana? No. So that would be a nice enough meal. If there's not going to be any tikamana.
Or like some have those hoods. Like the hoods you can zip on and zip off.
Same idea.
Yeah, would it be tikamana? Because you can still use it if it's raining, you just your head will get wet. You can still use it perfectly.
Yeah, but people view it as a raincoat and not a raincoat. Over here, people talk to you. There's a spring, what's it called? Rain and shine coat, and then you put it in for the winter. It keeps you warm.
I don't think it's different. You do get people that use raincoats that don't have
hoods. Yeah, you have to figure it out. You have to ask around. Okay, so we have this carbon sandal. We have to discuss a little. But these are the basic svaras that are going on over here in the sugya. The stitches, how about stitches on a person? Put a butterfly bandage. You're putting together two pieces of skin next to each other.
But they were all, I mean, it's like all one skin.
So here also is one jacket. I'm bringing the two sides together. I'm buttoning my jacket together. I'm gluing the two papers together. What? What do you say?
There's a rip in your sleeve when you sew it together.
That's Mamas, the case of type, right? The urea, right? Right. Okay, so I believe now that we'll finish it up, hopefully. In Be'ez Hashem, I hope to be able to. In the beginning of the week, to finish up Taifa and Kairea. And then there's just a few more hours in the simen, and then we'll be done with this simen.